Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. This is the Misfits of Gold weekly special. And I'm being joined by two tremendous, I guess you can call them homies. I don't even know if I want to give them that much respect. No, I'm fucking around. I'm welcome MF Beck and Travis Island to the program. What's happening, homies?
Hey, we hate you too, Don. Yeah, that's why we love you.
Oh, man. You know, I was watching a video just a little while ago, a live video from the courtroom of one of the two kids that killed those people in that school. And the judge gave him bail. And to sit here and watch all these people get all pissed off about it, I just laughed, man, because they want a liberal America, but they don't want the consequences that come with it. You know, so I'm sitting there watching all these people just bitch and bitch and bitch that the judge gave them, you know, let them out on bond. But isn't this what they're asking for? Isn't this what a liberal America agenda is truly about? And, you know, why do they want their cake and want to eat it too? I'll start with you, MF.
Yeah, of course you would. But I guess I could go a couple ways. But, like, say, for example, over here in California, there was all these propositions that got passed to where it's like it redefined what violent crimes were, to where it put a lot more motherfuckers on the street. But here's the thing. It was like, you know, they in a state where they don't want us owning guns, right? Like, that's point blank period in California. Like, they don't want motherfuckers having guns. But yet, if you carry a firearm onto a school, it's no longer a felony, but a misdemeanor. So how does that make sense? So you got, if you sit and analyze everything that's actually happening, it totally makes sense. Because it doesn't make sense. That's the true beauty of it. That's why it all fucking makes sense. They've made so many rules to where now, you know, it's like they lose track of how many, you know, rules and definitions they're changing, and now they're getting caught back up. And it's like, think about liars, you know what I mean? You can only put on the act for so long until shit starts to seep out. So because you start making all these rules, these provisions, you know, these regulations, everything, eventually those things are going to come to what you hold precious, because here's what it is. It's easy for you to push a regulation that's yours, right? Like, if I want people to be able to smoke cigarettes, they should fucking be allowed to. Why? I'm a fucking cigarette smoker. I'm biased. That's why. So when you look at it that way, these people, like, you know, well, we don't want them to, you know, own guns, and these are violent crimes, and woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. Okay, well, all of a sudden, this shit just ends up in your back door. Oh, what's a different story? They either didn't get punished enough, or they shouldn't be punished anyway. It's just like, it just all makes sense, because it doesn't make sense. Everything comes full circle, dude. It's the Oberos.
Yeah, true, true. Travis, I know you're chomping at the bit, bro.
I mean, man, I've been so unexposed to this kind of shit anymore, man, that I actually, for the first time, don't know anything about a specific case, this, you know, this specific school shooting. But, I mean, the fact of the matter is, though, is that, like, they're formulaic. You know, everything follows the same pattern. And you can see the ones that are being made big. And yet all the school shootings that end up getting stopped by somebody or stopped by somebody with a fucking gun that happen more often than these horrific shootings, you know, never get paid fucking attention to. It's just another, like MF was saying, man, it's another way to divide people and to get people fucking arguing about shit rather than, you know, accepting the world that we live in, accepting personal responsibility, personal fucking discipline, a personal sovereignty, you know, and expecting more out of our teachers and paying our fucking teachers more and expecting more out of everybody, you know. I mean, a well-armed society is a polite society in my fucking book. You don't have this kind of shit that ever fucking happens in Texas. Why? Because everybody has a fucking gun in Texas, so everybody's on their best behavior. You know, it's always that, like MF said, it's natural law and it's natural order. It's the fucking over-bureaucracy of everything that's, you know, coming full circle and turning into bite us in the ass. When you start trying to add bureaucracy into words that you can fucking say, and the fact that if you don't, you know, dead name somebody or you're not analyzing their proper transgender fucking noun, they're going to lock you in a fucking cage, you know? It's all this kind of bureaucracy, man, that eventually comes back, and this PC culture comes back around, like I'm about to say, to bite people in the ass, you know? It's what everybody on the fucking Democratic side is screaming, Trump is a fucking Nazi, he's a Nazi. But yet the same fucking people are saying to give this Nazi all of your guns. You know, it's so fucking blatantly obvious now because of the internet, because of so many people having fucking phones and being able to see every other side. At this point, man, it's willful ignorance on people who just want to blindly fucking choose a side and follow into it.
Well, didn't like Don. I've actually had a conversation with some pretty high up people. Didn't like they've actually told me that I have some dangerous ideologies. One of them being that very same fucking subject. Dude, it's like, you know, if you arm an entire society, it's like, yes, there's gonna be crazy people. That's never going to fucking stop that. People are going to murder. People are going to rape. People are going to steal. That's just the way it fucking goes. You know, blame society. Blame the world. Blame, you know, the mother that gave them fucking birth. Blame whoever you want. People are going to do whatever the fuck they want. So literally, if we're all fucking armed, then most likely, at least, if shit's not going to stop happening, at least you're going to be prepared for it to happen. You know what I mean? It's like, how do you stop bullying? The easiest fucking solution to stop bullying, become strong. If you become strong, you're, number one, not going to get bullied. You might even be able to help somebody. You might even be able to change that bully's fucking mind about bullying in the first place. But you got to become strong to fucking do that. So one particular political party is trying to take that away. Like, everybody's special. We all get participation awards. The world isn't that fucking cruel. It shouldn't be like that. It should all be bubbles and butterflies and everybody gets along. But that's the fucking thing. Nobody, or not everybody gets along. We're all going to have different ideas, different, you know, ideologies, different bias, different prejudices. It doesn't fucking matter. There's going to be something, you know what I mean? Like, certain religions don't get along. Israel and the Palestinians, they don't get along. Go over there and tell them, oh, we should all get along. How are they going to be able to do that when you got other people in the fucking world dictating that they should be fucking fighting? Because why? Because this side agrees with this particular fucking ideology. This side agrees with this particular ideology. And what happens? You get people over in this country that are sitting there like, oh, well, some people side with Israel, some people side with Palestine. Yet nobody's fucking been over there. So think about it. You're like, how much nonsense is that going on from one political side? It's like you're trying to disguise all the bad shit that's happening. That's like literally they're trying to get everybody drunk on misinformation. And then the reason I'm using drunk is because think about it. Drinking only just, you know, takes away the pain for a momentary lapse of time. And you forget about shit. That's the whole point. People's lives are shitty. That's why they want to fucking forget about it. But it doesn't actually solve the problem.
Yeah. Well, you know, You guys brought up two relevant points. I'll touch on the latter one, and then I'll go back. You know, you bring up Israel and Palestine, you know, and I felt the same way, to be quite honest with you. I know a lot of Palestinian people, and I know a lot of Israelis, and to tell you the God's honest truth, I was like everybody else. I was in the dark. I really didn't, you know, look at the whole story for what it was. But the more I dug, the more I felt I needed to do a show. And who better to do it with than a world champion in Muay Thai, the son of Palestine, Rami Zayden Ibrahim, and Abu Abbas, one of the, I guess, well, you can call him the third most wanted terrorist in the country, a spokesperson for the Palestinian people, an advocate. I had them on my show because I wanted to know the true aspects, the true stories, you know. And this is what perplexes me about our government. You know, we're pro-Israel, but if they only shared the true stories with the American people, they would have a better thought process of what's truly going on. You know, they might be allowed, if they're lucky, in a day, 4 to 6 hours worth of electricity. But it's not like it is here in America. You can't just walk over and turn your light switch on and hope that your life's going to work. They give you the power when they feel like they want to give you the power. Same with running water. You know, food is very scarce over there, as, you know, they've pushed everybody into a small, I guess you could say, aspect of land. But then there's another aspect that truly tore me up, and I don't think a lot of people realize this, that over there, if an Israeli decides that they like your house, they like your property, or they just want it, that they can technically just walk up, have the police knock on your door. They actually throw them out of their house right then and there, and the Israeli gets to take over the dwelling. It's now theirs. You know, there's so much that goes on in this world that nobody has a clue for, but yet they want to bitch about it all the time. They never dig deep enough to find out the true aspect, so I did. And when I walked away from that show, I was put on the Do Not Fly list, which I thought was horrendous, because I had the number, remember, the number 3 ranked terrorist for the Palestinian people on my show. But I did the show because of its relevance. You know, you always hear one side on the news. You always hear one side in many aspects, so I wanted the other side to be heard. And, bro, I got to tell you, I walked away from that show almost in tears because, you know, we got it great here. Of course, yeah, we all bitch about something. We all complain about something. We're not happy with something. The police, this, that. Fucking protest over Make America Again Great hats and all this crap. But people don't really know the real stories of real life because they're so caught up in their phone. So do you think I was wrong in my ideology of digging deeper into the Palestinian people and bringing the true aspects of life to the American people and sharing the Palestinian story? And I'll start with you, Travis Hyland.
No, not at all, man. I mean, that is what the First Amendment is about, man. It is about that freedom of speech. It is the most fucking important thing to keeping a cohesive society. You know, and it starts with the fucking education system, man. We are indoctrinated from a young fucking age. We're taught not to ask questions, to shut up, to follow rules, to fit in your little fucking box, to read the one-sided, biased fucking history and information that we're given and be able to regurgitate that on a test somewhere later. And they skim across, you know, everything that doesn't fit their fucking agenda. And you know, the agenda in that case, it's even larger than fucking left or right and Democrat. You know, it's the American agenda. It's the fucking British agenda. It's the British Empire is what we fucking learned about in our first history class. And, you know, that's where it all started for America and all this kind of shit. So it's like you're getting a skewed life vision from the fucking jump. And then these people go ahead into whatever fucking, you know, division they go into later in life, man, and they still have that same kind of fucking thought to it. I mean, like, the internet is exposing so many of these empires in every facet of life. You know, I always bring up Egyptology because the Egyptian government will fucking not recognize any of the scientific work that is being done, that has been done at pyramids and at the fucking Sphinx, showing that there's, like, water erosion on the fucking Sphinx, and it's probably tens of thousands of years fucking older than the Egyptian government will say. And then you're like, well, why is that? Why would this, you know, empire of Egyptology be fighting against, you know, science and this new world coming into birth? And you think, oh, well, that's because Egyptology and archaeology and a lot of these, you know, empires and systems, people have degrees in that shit, Don. You know, they went to fucking college for 7 years, and now they have a master's degree in fucking Egyptology, and they've been, you know, they're a professor, and they've been giving out master's degrees in fucking Egyptology for 50 fucking years, saying, this is what we know, this is the structure, this is exactly how the fuck it is. And, you know, we have this new world that's fucking birthing it into the system and saying, you know, look at the science, look at fucking reasoning, look at logic, look at what all people want to be able to do to get along. You know, people around the world want their fucking kids to be safe. They want to have some food. They want to have some shelter, and they want to be left the fuck alone. Yet, you know, there's a natural law to people and the way that societies and communities fucking come together. and it's been divided by all of these different fucking empires, whether you want to call it the American fucking empire, the religious fucking empire, you know, all these different biases and perspective lenses that you're taught are the only way to fucking think growing up. And it's like nobody can ever fucking get past that and come to see more than one side, you know. That's why it's so important to talk to people, you know, like you were saying, Dom, with having the fucking Palestinians. I mean, that is an entirely other branch of people that is being just absolutely fucking subjugated at the hands of, you know, American fucking armies and our empire, you know. I always bring up the fucking war in Yemen, you know. There's going to be 10 million people who starved to death this summer in Yemen. They're on fucking transport. Why? Because there's a bunch of fucking U.S. Navy ships surrounding fucking Yemen, not letting any fucking supplies because Saudi Arabia fucking hates the Yemenis. I mean, it's like 10 million fucking people. That's more than Jews died in the Holocaust, and the Holocaust is fucking 5 years long. You know, those are just factual fucking numbers. But it's such a problem when people want to not listen to the other side and not hear this fucking speech and for everyone to come together and have an honest conversation. That's the only way that we can get back to, get, you know, a community and what is right and what is natural for all fucking people if we want to keep this society going.
Most definitely. Cash, what are your thoughts, homie?
I'm kind of catching in, like, on the accent of it, but
that was kind of a ninja, my dude. That was some shinobi shit right there. I'm fucking just sneaking in.
Right? But now, bro, you do the show. Everybody knows the type of show you run here. You know what I mean? And what type of show you do and the reputation you have. So, you do it for enlightenment, dude. You want to educate yourself about something you know. I don't know how much you knew about it, but you wanted to educate yourself even more. And you know what I mean? We're supposed to learn for ourselves and just not let somebody else fucking just throw whatever in our ear or in front of our eyes. You know what I mean? The news does that enough by itself, you know? So they're telling us news from their perspective or from what they're being told, right? Why not have somebody from there? Why not have, you know, somebody that you know, that can give you, let you know what's going on? I don't see really anything wrong with it, man, honestly.
Yeah, you know, it kind of bothered me, and I'll be honest with you guys. The FCC already shut me down, but the show will still be recorded and still be able to be listened to.
Dude, already?
Yeah, they already shut us down. I guess they don't want me to talk about this story. But you know what? If they're gonna shut me down, I might as well. They can't turn the show off because the show is simulcast live on other networks. So they can only shut me down in this aspect, but I know how to get around that too. So, you know, we're good. But, did I think it was a smart decision for me to bring on, at that time, the number one political advocate for the Palestinian people? I wasn't sure. You know, I spoke with a gentleman, and I felt it was relevant what he wanted to. When he came on the show, Do I say I agree with everything and every aspect of his terminology? No, because he's one-sided, I guess you could say. And as a journalist, some people are saying, well, that's kind of confusing. You just said you believe in the plight of the Palestinian people, but you're saying this advocate was one-sided. Well, that's life, people. You know, he's going to be more outspoken for the Palestinian people. He's going to, and do I take his side to be 100% accurate? No. Now, do I need to go out and reach out to an advocate for the Jewish people, the people of Israel? Yeah, of course. But that's only going to make me more knowledgeable. See, the things that I'm speaking about on today's show are shit you're not going to learn in school. You know, let's just face it. The bottom line is, you go to school, you think you learn something. It teaches you shit about life. It teaches you absolutely nothing. They don't give you no tools to move ahead after you're 18. I'm just going to be quite honest with you. I mean, that's my opinion, because the things that you learn in life you have to live. The things that you learn in life, you have to experience, and you get your own takeaway from it. Now, I'm going to turn that over to MF Beck. Would you say that's a fair assumption?
Absolutely. You know, it comes down to, you look at people, right? We all got our own biases, our own prejudices. No matter how you look at it, we're all going to, even if we saw the same story, there's still going to be a different perspective and a different perception. Even if we all heard the same shit, saw the same shit, everybody's going to have their own interpretation of what actually happened. Just like, for example, people in general, right? Like, people who came up in, like, peaceful times, didn't really have to do with anything. We'll say, like, America. You know what I mean? People that are like, we have first world problems, dog. That's what we bitch about. First world motherfucking problems. See, so we grew up with those type of values to where first world problems are our fucking problems. But that's how we were brought up in, you know, as a society, as a people, that's who we are. But then, like, if we go back over to the Palestinians, you know what I mean? They were brought up, raised, live in, like, a war-torn, you know, area. And you got to look at that shit. So they're automatically going to have different morals, different values, different perspectives. So depending on where you are, how you live, what you do, you're all going to see it, and we're all going to see it. Excuse me, I shouldn't say like that. We will all see it from our own unique perspective. You know, so I think it's, you know, just like what you said, and even so, to add on to that, I believe it's fair that people just in general live their lives, you know, pretty much based off their own preconceptions of what's right and true.
Well, I'll just tag a little something on the end of this here, man, but like, I mean, think about the fact that we've been in Afghanistan for 20 fucking years. And think about a 21-year-old fucking kid whose parents, whose brother, whose sister, who, you know, were killed by a fucking missile from the sky when they were fucking 2 or 3 years old. You know, there is absolutely incredible fucking different starting places just because of, you know, where this child was born into the fucking world. They had no say to, you know, shit. And it's like, those are the things that you have to consider and that you have to hear the other perspective of. Because a lot of people over here in fucking California, man, they don't believe that shit is real. There are so many fucking people in California who think that evil somehow started 2 years ago. And that, you know, we now have, like, the Antichrist in fucking office. It's amazing to me. Nobody has, you know, the modern person has the memory of a fucking goldfish. They just go on to whatever else is fucking shiny.
They might be giving us some extra credit on the goldfish part.
Oh, y'all are killing me. Cash, what are your thoughts, homie?
Bro, I just gave you my thoughts. You smoking on that shit or what? What's good?
Nah, it was MF than Travis, and it was a different question. So you've been smoking on that shit or what, homie?
Yeah, I know, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. But I'm trying to get you on the same page as me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, what's that?
I don't know what the fuck you smoking on over there, bro, but we got the good shit over here, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm smoking on some Sour D, bro.
Oh, yeah.
We knew you liked that D.
I knew you liked that D in your mouth. I don't know about the sour part, though.
Yeah, you like the sweet aroma of the D. That Sour D, that for Monday D.
He likes the extra sour.
Extra sour.
Oh, he's trying to go hard.
No, that was actually kind of limp, dog.
Oh, man. You don't even want me to get started.
Yeah, we do.
No, I really don't.
We're already shut off. We're already fucking shut off the fucking air. You know what I'm saying? Why not?
No, we're actually shut off the air. We're still live on CastBox FM, which syndicates it out to several radio stations across the country. It just cuts it off of this platform. It doesn't cut it off. Once we go live, the show is silent.
Get into some shit now. You might as well. you got that ass whooping before when you knew you got in trouble. You're like, fuck, I know I'm in trouble. Fuck it, I might as well do some more shit because the ass whooping might as well make it worth it. Fuck.
Yeah. Oh no, we good. We're good because they can't shut the other aspect down. You know, it's a trip, though, but, you know, I sat here and I thought about this the other day because it really fucking bothers me, you know. I look back and, don't get me wrong, I had the best schooling in the country. I went to military school. So I really can't complain about the schooling, but when it comes to hard factual life,
bullshit.
Everything that I learned in there was, yeah, bullshit. I mean, really, the only thing I took away from that, because it was military school, was discipline and respect and integrity. It's something that's not being taught in the public schools. You know, I see teachers disrespecting students, students disrespecting teachers. Some people say, oh, well, you know what, I side with the teachers because they only make this much money. Well, guess what? The harsh reality and fact of life is you chose that motherfucking job.
Right.
You chose to be a teacher. If you don't like it, bounce.
All right.
That's what's great about America.
I think the fucking teachers actually should be paid more than correctional officers, if you ask me. You know
but
what I mean?
Wrong in my thought that if they don't like what they're doing, fucking bounce?
100%. If I didn't like what I was doing, I would quit this job and find something else to do. You know what I mean? Because what you bring that attitude into work and you don't like it, what kind of education are you giving somebody's kid? You know,
you're not.
You're going in half-assed and just whatever. Fuck it, I'll pass them anyway, or you know, whatever. You know, if you don't like it, get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? But I think you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about the really fucking public school really doesn't do nothing. I'm more worried about my kids learning how to fucking read, write, and do math, bro. You know, your English. Make sure you fucking talk proper. You know how to use your sentences and put them together. Other than that, dude, I mean, I graduated from high school. I got my fucking diploma. I did not use a goddamn thing that they showed me but math. I mean, I know how to read and write and shit, obviously, but, like, come on. Math, dude. I mean, fucking, you know, you want to be, I mean, even, like, all the shit that they're teaching now, it's like you have to do shit. Like, you have to be respectful to, like, other kids. Bitch, not when a kid is bullying somebody. You know what I mean? Like, really, you want my kid to respect your kid when your kid's talking shit? When your kid's trying to be a bully? You know what I mean? That's how you not be. I caught the ass end of that bully conversation. You know what I mean? You know, my daughter came home a couple weeks ago, and she fucking said that some girl's talking mess to her. Right? I'm like, well, show me the kids to see if they're bigger or not, in case you got to have your older sister go over there or whatever, you know? And the girl's just, you know, I think a grade higher than my daughter, no big deal, right? It's two girls. And my daughter is wise beyond her years, bro. She's 8 years old. You know what I mean? And she, her snapbacks, her comebacks, her shit talking, she plays the dozens like nobody else. She can compete with adults. You know what I'm saying? So I'm telling her, you know, really, what do they say to you? Oh, that I do this and I do that. And I'm like, have you ever looked at them girls right there? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, what's up with her? Look how funny her lip looks. You know what I mean? I'm like, look at that girl ate your lunch and hers. You know, I'm like, man, you better toughen up. You know, but it's like, come on, man, you're taught that shit. Oh no, let's conversate with the parents now and make sure everything is good and we're on the same page. You weren't on the fucking same page when your kid was doing it to mine. You know, you're teaching them all this other shit, but what's really important? You know.
See, the way I feel, and y'all could attack me if you feel I'm wrong. I don't give a shit. Just my thoughts. I feel that academics has truly become just like the sports side of it. I feel that most of these kids graduating from school are getting participation trophies. They're not truly earning their degree. You know, This is something that it really sits in my heart. So I do a lot of factual research on this, and you know, I am 53 years old, and I did raise a child through the public school system. You know, you look back at the day when before I went to military school, the principal could take a paddle to your ass without even having to ask your parent. The teacher could whoop your ass without even having to ask the parent. Now, we talked about this last week. We said, yeah, now a kid will buck up on you. But if that aspect of life was never taken out of the school, I don't think we'd be in the current situation we are now. But as far as teaching you life's ethics, teaching you how to be a responsible parent, teaching you how to be a productive member of society, school teaches you shit. I mean, yeah, you say mathematics in the Senate. I'll agree with that. But then you go look, as I deal with a lot of people, you go look at, you know, the numbers, the hard factual numbers of how many people are illiterate. How many people can't even write their own names? And the majority of them are from 18 to 35. So what happened to the schooling system? Because it's failing in even that aspect. And I'll start with you, Travis Island.
I mean, man, I've talked about it before. You know, we have a schooling system that after World War II became about not about teaching people how to live and teaching people how to think and all of the things that actually, you know, matter in society. It became a schooling system of how can we get people into fucking factories. And it's like, okay, teach you a bunch of bullshit 8 hours a fucking day, break up the family unit while, you know, moms and dads both having to work, the shit's so fucking expensive, and then, you know, the kids will just be in this fucking government detainment center for, you know, the majority of their fucking day. I mean, I've been rallying against the fucking school system here on this fucking weekly program for like probably 2 years, man. I just came out of it, you know, 28, so fucking a little over 10 years ago. And it's you can't expect one impoverished teacher to take care of fucking 35 kids in a fucking class. It's just, it's not going to fucking work. When you don't have enough fucking desks for the fucking kids, and you know, and I'm from a fucking small town up in the fucking hills. I'm not from the fucking inner city. Like it's fucking widespread. Teachers need to make far more money. You can't have these people fucking impoverished. You need to have more fucking teachers in smaller fucking classes, and we need to have an entire fucking revamping of the system and what we're doing. You know, I love the fact that Japan, until third and fourth grade, they don't give the kids any homework or any fucking or any tests and shit. There's no grades, there's no scores on shit, because they're just teaching you how to be a good person. They're teaching you how to have manners. I mean, one day the children alternate, and one day the boys will make fucking food for everybody at the school, and then the next day the girls will make food for everybody at the school. So it's like everybody is fucking learning how to take care of themselves, how to fucking cook, you know, how to function in a fucking society. And if we if we keep going around with all these fucking antiquated fucking corporations that have just taken shit over and don't want to give up fucking power, you know, it's just going to continue to get worse and fucking worse until we have a fundamental restructuring of our education system, until we can fucking get money out of fucking politics. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things that we have to look at with a logical, reasonable fucking perspective that can just come to the center on if we want to continue as a society.
Emma?
I agree with said points. I have a lot less faith in humans and what they do.
Yeah, call mine the rosy outlook.
I believe humans are more docile. You know, they're more stuck in their own little lives, their own little piece of whatever. But some see the truth but just choose not to acknowledge it because they don't believe they could do anything, or some are just too scared to break out of it. But it's, you know, the cycle is there and you can break out of it. But sometimes it's easier to just know, you know, you got a steady income. You have this. It's okay, go work that, you know, 9 to 5. Go work that. It's good for you. You know, make that 70,000 to 80,000 racks. You know, it doesn't matter. Because then when you think about it, you take those types of people into account. Their biggest concerns are what's happening on Game of Thrones, what's going on Facebook. Can I pay attention to somebody else's lives? And all the while, because they're so distracted, who's raising the kids? Social media, the school system that we all know is fucking horrible and broke. You know, the system just in general. But people are so docile, dude, and it's like they've become complacent. They no longer care to grow. They no longer care to learn because everything is easy. Everything is instant. Everything's there whenever you need it. Information, food, money. You know, even look at that. Like, most of the homeless in California, Don, did you know they choose to be homeless? I bet you wouldn't even think about that. Like, it's a stupid number. It's like 70% choose to be homeless. Why? Because it makes it seem like the homeless people out here are starving. No, motherfucker, if they were starving, do you really think they'd be out here roaming with all that energy every single fucking day? Nah. And seeing the same motherfucking, you know, 20 of them every single day? Nah, homie, they ain't starving. You know what I mean? But it's like the government and people paint that picture. And the people, all while they're suffering, because they have no direction. They don't know where they're going. all they're doing is being told. You know, like, that's what schools are. What do you think the bells are for? Get you to listen. Get you to be right fuck on time, because what do they do at fucking work? Most of the time you go to a factory, you hear a bell. A motherfucking bell that tells you when to work, when your break is, when everything else. The school system actually teaches you, like what Travis said, to learn to be a factory worker. Learn to be one, or nowadays, rather than factories, guess what they're doing? Oh, you think a cubicle is any fucking different? Nah, the only difference is it ain't manual labor, doc. But you're going in there wasting all your fucking hours on shit, making money for somebody else who don't give a fuck about you. You know, all the while, your family sits there and suffers. But what can you do? You know, both family, or both people in the family have to work, the mother and the father, or the father and the father, or the mother and the mother, you know, just so I don't piss anybody off, or, you know, the unicorn and the fox. But if both people got to go work, then you leave it to the fucking school system. And most likely you can't pay to fucking send them to a private school. Where at least, you know, there they'll just get indoctrinated, you know, or, like, at least taught toward being fucking religious, where hopefully they might not be a scumbag. But people can't afford that shit because it's fucking stupid. It's a retarded amount of money. So we have to rely on what we fucking have, you know what I mean? And, like, what Johnny had said, I believe it was either last week or the week before, like, if we're only given so many tools, like, we're humans. We're going to survive. So we're going to do what we have to do. And if that leads us in other directions where some believe to be immoral, well, some believe that those are used to survive. So what are you going to do? You know, because if a person steals, it's wrong, right? But what if the person is stealing to feed their family? Like, legit feed their family, not just a ploy, you know what I mean? What if it's like one of those stories where the motherfuckers are homeless and they literally just went and stole some food, fuck being caught by the police, or somebody that goes and commits a crime? Why? Because then obviously they go to jail, they get a shower, maybe some food. Think about it, dude. Like, everybody is stuck in this type of a fucking... I hate saying matrix, so I fucking hate that term. But everybody's stuck in a game that we're not even fucking playing. And then the ones that try to break out of the game, they either get shut up, or people believe they're fucking crazy. Because why believe that they're true? Or why believe that what they're saying is true? The second that somebody believes that what we're saying is the truth, it could alter their whole perception of life. It's like the cheating girlfriend, you know what I mean, or the cheating spouse, or whatever the case may be. Once somebody has lied to you that one time, you automatically, without any type of free thought, we'll start going and dissecting every action, every word, everything that ever happened between the relationship between you two. You know what I mean? So it's only natural that people growing up at different times, that's what they're going to see. But if people are too distracted between sports, hating each other, doing all these different things, and actually people come united, why do you think we're fucking divided in the first place? Why do you think we're divided? It's so fucking simple. It's right there, but nobody cares. Nobody fucking cares.
You know, I did a post today, and I'm going to do something a little bit different here. I want to get your guys' thought process because, you know, we're all different. We all don't think the same. You know, I did a post that the trick is to care about everyone while not caring what they think. You know, and to me, that hits home, and it's right on the spot with me. But, Cass, I'm going to ask you, what are your thoughts about that quote?
Say that again.
The trick is to care about everyone while not caring what they think.
The trick is to care about everyone by not caring what they think. Well, I don't care about what anybody thinks anyway, and I only care about a few people. So to me, the people that I do care about, it's genuine care. It's not it's a genuine care. I care about what they think. I don't care about what anybody else thinks. I care about, you know, the people I care about. You know, that's the only opinion of people's opinions that matter to me. You know, is there few? Fucking A right. Because why? Because I really don't care about what anybody else thinks. You know, so that's an interesting quote, brother.
Yeah. Let me ask you, MF, and I'll reread it. The trick is to care about everyone while not caring what they think. What are your thoughts, homie?
I think it's relatively accurate. You know, it's like, I don't necessarily believe in the care about everyone, because fuck no, dude. You only have so much mental capital and emotional capital that you can expend, you know what I mean? So I would try to give it more to the people that are worthy of said time, because that's, you know, one of the things we can't get back. It's like one of the only things we have of value. But I definitely agree with it, you know, especially with the not thinking about what anybody else thinks or not caring about what anybody else thinks. But I believe you should be aware of what other people think, you know. But who's not to say that you crafted that image of what they see? There's plenty to go around with that, but you shouldn't let it affect your emotions. but you definitely should be fucking aware of how people view you and what they think of you. Because that, you know, on a strategy level, you have to be aware of how people view you, how they see you, how they see your actions, you know. Are you a trustworthy person? If he says he's going to do something, does he actually fucking do it? You know, it's just the way it goes. It's a, you don't necessarily have to care, like be emotionally invested in how people view you or how they think about you, but you definitely 100% should be aware of how they see you. But nobody ever said that you can't craft the image that they see.
Amen. Travis?
I mean, man, I obviously agree with both of those statements. I mean, I think Johnny and him actually got hit it on the fucking head. And I mean, you know, to play devil's advocate and try and, you know, look at it from what I would call like a utopian perspective. I mean, it's like, yes, you should care about everyone as a human being and the fact that every human being should be equal and treated as equal. You know, that is a wonderful utopian idea. You know, but like MS said, I think the whole caring, not caring what people think is more alluding to just being honest, you know, being honest and being genuinely you. But, you know, you should care about how people view you, because if they are viewing you, you know, in a way that is false or that is inaccurate or that could be easily solved by, you know, maybe a 10-minute actual fucking conversation without egos and all this bullshit mask put on, you know. You find out, man, that, you know, I mean, I guess it keeps going back to the thing that I've already said twice on here, you know, that this natural law, the fact that people can naturally get together and you know, nobody, you know, the regular person, they don't want to fucking kill and they don't want to rape and they don't want to fucking steal. Those people are fucking psychopaths for the most part, or they're in a fucking terrible situation that is usually brought on by somebody from higher up having their foot on fucking somebody poor.
Well, Don, and there's always something like Travis and I talk about all the time, right? And this is like a question like everybody should at least ask themselves, at least once, and God honest, look in the mirror and ask yourself this question. It's, are people in love with you or the mask that you wear? That was a question that was posed to me one time, and it caught my attention, you know what I mean? Because you start thinking about it, and it's like, are you really just trying to put on a front, like to do some things or to appease to certain people because, you know, it's like you care about their feelings about you, but really it's like, why are you doing it in the first place? Is it because you care about their feelings too much, or is it the fact that they don't respect your feelings enough to where you could be yourself around them?
You know, I love the show because we can just talk about everything. You know, we could bring up our thoughts and this and that. You know, and last week we had Joe on, one of my sponsors, a crazy sponsor. You know, I think, like I said, and we brought up in the early part of the show, you look at the aspects of where the country's going, you know, and how it's blatantly leaning to the left, and if you don't agree with them, excuse me, hate is construed. And, you know, it's growing in epidemic form. You know, I look back at the days that I grew up and the life that I experienced, and, you know, I realize those days will never be back. Things will never change. But the fact of this video that really pissed me off today was the first thing they started doing when they gave this kid bail, even though he shot somebody, was, you know, they blamed it on Trump. They, you know, and they start bringing the NRA into it. You know, I don't know how y'all feel, but I believe every house should have a gun. I don't believe guns kill people. I believe people kill people. You know, I believe it's a thought process, you know. So I don't think you can blame an inanimate object for a crisis in America. And I'll start with
you. Yeah, you can, Don. Fuck yes, you can. Just think about it. I'd be willing to wager money that once they fucking go and blood work this kid and fucking test all that, I bet you were background checking him. He's on some kind of psychotropic at one point in time. I'd be willing to fucking wager. That's the one fucking trend between all these fucking school shooters. Anybody that's involved in, like, any type of big shooting that reaches the media, because we all know that the media has nothing to do with this, right? But they just happen to be there. You know, but all these motherfuckers are on psychotropics, dude. Every single one. Well, not psychotropics, antipsychotics. Excuse me, I'm all using the fucking wrong word.
SSRIs.
Yeah. Dude, everyone. They're all on some kind of fucking, you know, like, one of them I've actually, like, done some research on, I've done myself, was it's called Effexor, right? And I'll tell you what, like, I've taken, like, plenty of fucking drugs in my life. You know, not to fucking whatever. But anyway. This fucking drug, dude, like, it literally made me feel like I disconnected from reality. Like, I didn't, like, for the first time in my life of doing shit like that, like, I've done acid, I've done shrooms, you know what I mean? Cocaine, whatever. I did one, like, a small pill of that, dude, I got from my fucking, I got from a person. And, dude, like, it literally, like, it made me disconnect from reality. Like, I had no idea how to feel. Like, I didn't know what to feel. Like, my brain just stopped working. But yet I was there. I was functioning. I was talking. I was, you know, engaging with everything. But at the same time, I was like, there was no feeling behind what I was doing. It was almost like my body was just going on autopilot. And I never touched this shit again. Because, you know, you do some fucking psychotropic drugs, dude, and fucking you still realize it's reality. I did this shit, and, like, I felt like I was watching my body do everything.
And not to mention fucking Adderall. I mean, Adderall is crystal meth. It is a pure, clean, well-dosed out little fucking bit of crystal meth. It's the same exact fucking drug. They just changed the name on it.
So yeah, long story short, I bet you the shooter's on something. Bet you he's got some kind of history, too. But nobody want to talk about that. Nobody want to talk about the pharmaceuticals or the mental health. Nobody cares about that. Now, fuck that. Blame the gun.
Hey, I don't think any fucking NRA member has fucking mass shot anybody. You know what I mean? Think about it. Come on, bro. These are probably the most responsible people when it comes to firearms.
Yeah, true that. You know, it's funny, though, because no matter what, people are going to ridicule, you know, our right to bear arms. They're gonna try to change the Constitution. You know, one last aspect I want to touch on school comparative to when we went. At least then you were able to pledge allegiance. You were able to, you know, have one-on-one time with your teachers. There were so many aspects that don't exist today. I think the biggest demise and the biggest downfall in the classrooms today, we're allowing the teachings to come from a computer more than a teacher. And, you know, people can say I'm wrong. They don't have to agree with me, and I can give two shits, to be honest with you. But, you know, I think the moment that they allowed computer labs and things of this nature in the elementary schools where the kids aren't even developed yet, they don't need that aspect, you know, pushed into their life. And, you know, I think that part alone has changed the schooling system to a point that I don't think we can get back to where we were. You know, so in my thought, the generations that are going to be coming out of school are going to be dumber and dumber. And, you know, I said this before. I think America is degressing, you know, and because I'm 53. You know, I look at life how it was when I was a kid, and I look at it now, and I've looked at my whole life in a thought analysis, and that's all I've seen is a degression. I haven't seen an increase or a great change in life to make me happy for the future. Am I wrong? I don't know. You know, but if y'all have something to throw in on that, be my guest.
Well, I think that's most people, man. You know, I think that there's a lot of people who are realizing that this fake bullshit life that they put onto fucking Facebook isn't satisfying. You know, it's not as satisfying as going camping with 7 or 8 of your best friends. It's not as satisfying as living in a fucking small community around your family where everybody fucking loves each other and fucking takes care of each other. You know, it's, like we said, man, it has to start from the top down, and they've proven that, you know, you can teach a child more in 2 hours of one-on-one time than they fucking will ever learn in 8 hours of a fucking school. You know, it's like everybody has to fucking take responsibility for their little slice of the world. They have to take responsibility for being a fucking good, attentive parent who's there, you know. And they have an entire fucking system that is completely stacked against them, you know. Like Mike was saying earlier, you know, these are fucking first world problems. let alone the fact that, you know, you're in fucking Yemen or fucking Palestine, and there aren't any fucking schools because they've been fucking blown up by missiles. You know what I mean? So it's like we have to come together as a whole if we're going to fix this problem. And you know, I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening without massive change in everyone as an individual who becomes more disciplined and more well thought out, you know, more educated and more moral, you know, more ethical, you know, wanting to do the good thing, not to take out your fucking phone and try and get a video for a world star.
And now you see why I say it's never going to happen.
Mm-hmm. It's going
to
take,
yeah, well,
it,
you
it
know,
takes
to,
so
to
much
throw
and,
another...
and it takes so long.
But sorry to interrupt, but to throw another aspect in there, you go and you look at the top-rated doctors in America, the top-rated lawyers, all different aspects. They're from third-world countries. You know, it's...
Okay, who else is going to cure cancer? Who else is going to cure some shit that people are actually really fucking suffering from that have no other choice? You know what I mean? People from harsh conditions, doctors and fucking people of that nature that want to help, that were brought up in harsh conditions, guess what, dude? They're really going to fucking try and help, not just try and make some money and keep people fucking docile. You know what I mean? And all fucking drugged up. Like, these motherfuckers are trying to do some shit. You know, trying to do some shit.
At least they're connected to reality, you know. In a third world country, you know, where a lot of us grew up in fucking ghettos or poor parts of Sacramento, you know, you're at least connected to reality in the fact that I'm fucking hungry and that I need some fucking food and that there's fucking criminals and that there's fucking danger around us. You know, you're at least connected to the reality of real fucking life out there, where it's like you get so many, all these people in fucking San Francisco and all these fucking elites who have just never been in a real situation ever in their entire fucking lives, and they're living in this make-believe world that only 1,000 people get to live in.
Yeah. You know, Cash, you're being pretty quiet there, homie.
Yeah, no, I was gonna touch on, I was letting them get their say-so in, you know what I'm saying? But, bro, you were talking about all the top fucking rated doctors, like you were saying, and lawyers. They're all foreign, right? They come from other countries because they got that old school education. I'm trying to make something of myself. I'm trying to become a better human being. I'm trying to help people. That's the root of it, right? Now it's just hurry up, graduate, get out of school, get a job, make money. And your spouse is going to have to make money because we just been saying, it's so fucking expensive, right? To go back to education, you know, to the education system, it was better. I don't think I've read any study or anything saying that we're getting better in education in the United States. I think we're dropping every year. You know, I don't think we're getting any fucking better than what, you know, what we have been. I think our best years in education are behind us. To go a lot with Don, what you were saying, Don, we were taught respect, dude. I would never fucking bat. I never got my ass whipped by my teacher. You know, that was already out when I was, you know, when I was in school. You know, I graduated in 98. So in elementary school and stuff, you know, was the 80s, you know, and then my junior high years were in the early 90s. But we were still taught respect, you know, and we didn't have the technology, the fucking cell phones, the internet raising us, you know what I mean? We had to learn to write cursive. We had to learn to write reports. We had to learn to get up in front of everybody and speak. You know, we had shit like that made everybody connect in school. Rallies. And we could not have a fucking phone. You couldn't even have a toy. Remember trying to take a car or fucking something to school because you were bored? You couldn't have shit, dude. Your mom would have to go pick it up at the end of the school day. And if you got caught more, you got that shit at the end of the year. You know what I mean? And you know, they start taking shit out of school. Why? Because people get a fucking offended, dude. It was the same fucking nerds that were getting punked on and bullied at school that feel they have a voice now. They're a little bit older. So now my kids aren't going to go through this. How about you just fucking get together and just be like, what's really wrong with the education system? You know, like I said last week, we change with the times. We don't let the times change us, you know. So do your adjustments. Do what you have to do. Your cell phone goes in a fucking box, and you don't get it back until after the class. You know what I mean? Like, and if you don't like it, you fail my fucking class. That's all there is to it, you know? How about that? About some backing from people. But all these parents complain so much. Oh, he looked at my daughter weird. Or this, and everybody has something to complain about. You know what I mean? I'd look at your fucking daughter weird if she came to school looking like she did. You know, people are so scared to get that old school education and that old school realness. What about everybody's gym teacher that cussed you out and wanted to fuck everybody's mom? That real motherfucker, you know what I mean? That will tell you, no, your ass needs to run. We all have that gym teacher. You know what I mean? All we have that gay butch gym teacher. You know what I mean? Come on, dude. But they were real with you. They wanted to see you do well. These teachers now, they just want to hurry up, start this fucking day, let me go home. You know? I praise and God bless the fucking teachers that are in it to really make a difference. And God bless the parents who let the teachers teach and let the schools teach that want to make a difference. You know? If not, yank your fucking kid out and you educate them.
On that note, man, I think that's a mic drop for us. You know, I really like that. I can dig that. I'm down with that. You know, gentlemen, it's a tremendous show today. You know, an hour flies by, but always does when you're having fun. I'm going to toss the mic to my sweet little girlfriend, Mr. Travis Hyland. Let him give his thoughts of the week before we bounce.
I'll just plug a book that is basically written about this entire thing, and that's Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, and it's called The Coddling of the American Mind. So it is basically wrote on this, you know, exact thing and how things like participation trophies and things like fucking over-bureaucracy and over-crowding in fucking classes has, you know, like you said, I remember being in fucking high school, man, and I think we were like 89th on the list of education. We were right behind Madagascar. That was the thing that stuck out to me. I'm like, Madagascar has a better, higher-ranked education system than the United States. Are you fucking kidding me? Hey, you know, so that's the thing that always fucking stuck with me. That and the DARE program. That was another massive fucking failure. So that's all I got for this week. Jonathan Haidt, The Coddling of the American Mind.
Yeah, to top that off, Sacramento just got voted to have the second ugliest people in the nation. So,
well, we already got the worst drivers.
Yeah, no, that's legit, bro. Like, it actually is. Look it up. Sacramento is rated amongst like safe drivers in the fucking state. Sacramento is the worst by a substantial amount, dude. Like substantial between tickets and accidents and even fucking deaths. Oh yeah, Sacramento's fucking got everybody in the country beat.
Real out here, son.
Right. Yeah, but that's relevant, man. But to go out it's there and throw Sacramento out there and say they got the ugliest people, the
you
second ugliest.
You haven't been out here in a while, dog. We ain't no spring roses out here. Yeah, you know, shit's
hey,
real around here.
Come down to Arkansas, Kentucky, and Tennessee, homie. And
yeah,
you
no,
tell me.
Yeah, no, yeah.
A woman smile at you and she only got one tooth and three bellies. Get the fuck out of here.
Probably ain't it too. Just a Dorito got stuck in her gums.
She got a booty in the front.
Oh, yeah. Bitch be having two booties.
She got a booty in the front.
Two booties in the front. That is fucking me. And six chins and wondering why. But
yeah,
anyway,
you got a film of that.
Oh, not like this, homie. Trust me. Them motherfuckers
uh-huh.
must have been
uh-huh.
from them states. That,
well,
that's
what I say about motherfuckers in prison, too. It's like, yeah, he may look like a dude right now, but in 3 years, he's going to look like Beyonce.
Right?
on
the system's dime.
Go to that Walmart. Go to that Watt Avenue Walmart, boy. You'll catch you some fucking ducks in that bitch, boy.
Hey, the Rancho works pretty fucking hot, too, bro.
That's where all the memes come from.
Oh, damn, y'all is crazy. MF, your final thought of the week, and I know it ain't Travis because he's sitting next to you.
Well, technically, he's not as a matter of fact, I don't even know what the fucking thought is. I just hear motherfuckers calling this motherfuckers, what is it like that hoe over there? So that would be actually, you know, that would be me being assuming that he gets laid.
You could call me many thoughts.
Yes, many thoughts, thousand thoughts. Fucking whatever. But anyway, I'm going to plug on two things. The first thing, we're talking about Walmart. If anybody really wants to get wild, go check out peopleofwalmart.com. That's peopleofwalmart.com. Check that out one more time. Peopleofwalmart.com. Do yourself a favor. Just do yourself a favor. But then now on a serious level, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Homework. You know, look in the mirror, ask yourself this question. So you know, I always talk about you have to acknowledge your true self. You know, and only then when you face the darker side of yourself and the parts of yourself that you spent so long denying exist, look in the mirror and just ask yourself, you know, do people love you or the mask that you put on every day?
Are you asking me that?
No, I'm saying for people homework.
Oh, okay.
No, I was saying to you that, like, you know how I always talk about that. You know, it's like people, you know, there's a part of themselves that they spend their entire lives denying exist. And it's until they actually acknowledge they're strong, they're weak, they're down, they're up, they're bad, they're light, they're dark. You know, you have to look at everything and see what you're doing. Now, granted, people wear the three masks, but that's where the question came in. Because, you know, it was asked to me, so I'm asking it to everybody listening.
I feel you there. Cash, what's up?
So
on your final thought, homie?
We always get on this show, and we'll talk a lot of shit. We'll give our opinions. We'll rant and rave about what we like and what we don't like, and fuck this person and fuck that person and fuck that policy. I'm about to switch it up real quick. I just want to tell all three of you guys I appreciate the fuck out of you guys, and I respect your guys' stance and your viewpoints, even if I don't agree. You open my mind and you make me think. So I just want to tell all three of you guys, thank you for being you. And if anyone's not doing anything, listeners out, all the listeners, you guys, except for Don, unless he wants to catch a red-eye flight or something, you know what I mean? The Idle Hour in South Sacramento, Fruit Ridge Road, I'll be performing tomorrow night. Other than that, that's it, man. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you too, brother, man. The Cash in the house. Check him out. You know, I like these shows. I got to admit, man, you know, it correlates things to different people, but it also makes our friendship that much stronger. And, you know, once you understand that, people, even though we've never met each other, man, on the real, this is how life's supposed to be. You don't got to know each other to get along with each other or appreciate each other or understand each other. You just got to be willing and open your mind and learn what life is truly about. On that note, I love you guys, man. Until next week, peace out, homies.
Peace. Hey, smooth. Volume up. Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the mother...